Hospitals are using technology to help bridge a gap where there are shortages for certain medical services in rural parts of upstate New York. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Telemedicine is nothing new. Doctors have used Skype-like programs that allow specialists to talk to patients in other geographic areas for years. But the practice could soon take off in New York State.
As of January 1st, actually, New York State legislates that commercial insurers cover telemedicine services.
Jeanette Angeloro, director of outpatient behavioral health at St. Joseph's Health Center in Syracuse, says that makes healthcare from a distance much more accessible. Right now, in a small room in the basement of its behavioral health building, a computer with two screens links a psychiatrist to more than 140 patients in other facilities from the Finger Lakes to the North Country. And Angeloro says it's a good fit in the field of psychiatry, where often primary care physicians can be out of their depth when it comes to drug therapy for illnesses ranging from depression to bipolar disorder.
Often the primary care doctor has tried what are called psychotropic kind of medications for this person already, but they aren't working, and so they're not comfortable to continue that, or they're not comfortable to increase the dosages, right? So they want a specialist.
And St. Joe's is expanding some of its pilot partnerships. It's now linking specialists in Syracuse for the first time with patients connected to the Lewis County General Hospital. Michelle Prince, director of ancillary services there, expects psychiatric patients to jump at the chance to follow up treatment in this way.
First of all, that specialty, there's a shortage in this area, and people have to travel for that kind of service. So if, you know, we can make it local for people so they don't have to drive and travel, hopefully they'll see this will be a better access for them.
St. Joe's is looking to expand its telemedicine services to a North Country nursing home and Oneida Healthcare in coming months, and Angeloro expects it to grow elsewhere too.
I'm going to go out on the limb here and say throughout the country, it's going to become part of what's offered to people who are having psychiatric problems. It's going to be part of the regular, normal kind of menu of possibilities for them.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.